Town of Penhold's effort to identify a driver who narrowly missed hitting a group of school children at a Penhold crosswalk last month got quick results. A pair of videos posted on Town of Penhold's Facebook page on Tuesday show a group of nearly 30 school children and a teacher starting to cross Highway 2A at Hockridge Boulevard at 12:12 p.m. on June 12. The crosswalk flashing lights were activated and about a dozen students and a teacher were in the crosswalk with a border paving truck in the right lane stopped to let them by. Several of the youngsters ran into the intersection at first but quickly slowed to a walk. A second later, a dark gray Ford pickup flashes by, narrowly missing them. A dash cam video from the vehicle that had stopped shows the lead student recoiling as the truck zooms by. Another video came from the security camera at a nearby home. In its post, the town says, on June 13, 2025 at 12:12 p.m. a group of students crossing Highway 2A, with their teacher, experienced a near miss which could have had a tragic result. Anyone with information on the truck was asked to call Innisfail RCMP. On Wednesday afternoon, RCMP spokesperson Corporal Troy Savinkoff said the driver had turned himself into police and was cooperating. No charges have been laid and the incident remains under investigation. More than 40 comments had been posted on Facebook by Wednesday afternoon. A number of them, including one by the mother of one of the students, called for traffic lights at the busy intersection, which is located near a Tim Hortons and a gas station. "This was my daughter's class and is terrifying to see. Please put actual traffic lights at that busy intersection," she wrote. Penhold Mayor Mike Yargo said the highway crossing has long been a problem. "We've had close calls at that intersection before," he said. "Since it is a provincial highway, Alberta Transportation is responsible for how the crossing is marked. It opted for the existing configuration. But the town wants to see overhead crosswalk warning lights and one of the reasons for posting the video was to raise awareness. We wanted them to know we need a better crosswalk," he said. "As a municipality, we can't decide to put a crosswalk there. We have to get their permission." The driver of a border paving truck was shaken by what he saw and went to the town with his video. "He was quite upset by what almost happened," he said. The town has sent the videos to Alberta Transportation and is talking to them about whether changes can be made at the crosswalk. Yargo said regardless of what kind of crosswalk is there, the ultimate responsibility is on drivers, too many of whom are not paying attention behind the wheel. Yargo said many residents are upset. "There are a lot of angry parents. There are a lot of parents whose kids were going through that crosswalk and they want to see some change. And I don't blame them one bit."